Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. This past Monday, I spoke about how things can be no fun. In the middle of summer, we can have trials and troubles in our life that just are no fun. But when you revisit James chapter 1, beginning in verse 2, we can see that the very first thing the passage teaches us is to consider difficulties and trials joy-filled. Okay, but that sounds so goofy. I mean, it just sounds so backward. But simply put, we have to go through trials to grow. It's no different than if you want to get in shape, then you got to go through the trial and the pain and the burn. I heard it all my life, you know, no pain, no gain. And while I think a lot of people would say, okay, it doesn't have to be painful, I can assure you that walking the Christian life and growing a spiritual endurance will be painful, but we need that to grow. It only makes sense that to become mature and complete in our faith, we have to go through moments that check our faith. I have folks ask me regularly, Pastor, is it bad that sometimes I doubt my faith? And my answer to that is always the same, which is absolutely not. I believe that we literally should challenge and question our faith, because in doing so, God will always be faithful to reassure us that this is indeed His way and His will. God wants to work through each person, reading and listening to everything He's got to say, including this podcast. He has the most incredible plan for you. Your trials are a part of the path that God uses to fulfill His promises in your life. And to be used by God in the most incredible ways, He has to know that you are committed even in the trial, in the midst of the fire. I love the Hillsong song that we use here at Sugar Hill Church a lot, called Another in the Fire, the picture that Jesus came to not keep us away from trials, but to walk through trials with us. I mean, for example, Abraham was called to sacrifice his own son, and I would just say that's pretty significant trial, right? But after his display of commitment and obedience to what God had called him to do, God provided an opportunity of a ram that was to be sacrificed instead. Now, you can find that story in Genesis chapter 22, but don't confuse commitment with perfection. That's worth saying again, my goodness. Don't confuse commitment with perfection. God uses very imperfect people like me and you every single day. I'm not at all saying that you have to be perfect, because none of us are, but how much more could we be used for the kingdom of God if we were simply committed? Here's the thing about going through difficult times. Not every challenge and trial ought to send us to rock bottom, but every time we're at rock bottom, it's because of a trial or a trouble. Sometimes it takes hitting rock bottom in order for Jesus to show you He is the rock at the bottom. He is the cornerstone, the foundation. And when you build your life on Him, then nothing can be shaken. So if you're at rock bottom today, you might be exactly where God needs you to be so that you can stand firm on His promises for your life. Consider your trials joy, my friend. Think about what God is trying to teach you. Think about what He is preparing you for, and think about the prayers that you've been praying. If you have dreams for expanding God's kingdom, then you got to realize the road's going to be bumpy. So, Lord, help us today to consider the trials in our life as nothing but joy. My friend, this is the way. Listen to what Romans chapter 8, verse 18 says. Yet what we suffer now is nothing compared to the glory He will reveal to us later. Is that not beautiful? Listen, friend, the Lord Jesus has a plan for your life, including growing you up, stretching you, building your endurance so that you can live for Him. And trials and trouble and difficult days are all a part of that spiritual education. God bless you, my friend. I trust that this has been another cup of encouragement in your life, and you'd share these with your social media and with friends that you know need a little boost in their day. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.